Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hello, hello, good morning. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, a network where we inspire people to live their best lives. Today, my friend, we're going to talk about consent. What is consent? And consent, is it the can I or the may I? And I'm going to focus on consent and the wheel of consent that I learned through an expert named Betty Martin. And so I want to give a shout out. I have not met her directly, but her lineage has passed down to my teachers, and they have taught me about the wheel of consent. I'd like to expand it today into a wider version and understanding of consent, because most people think of consent either in a surgical consent, I'm a doctor, right? And so are you consenting to a procedure? That is touch, right? It is my body touching your body. And people typically talk about consent in sexual circumstances where, again, it's related to, can I touch you this way or that way? Is it consensual and is it appropriate? And all of that is critical, and I'm gonna spend the first part of today really talking about that, nailing it, getting it down. But I want you also to realize that touch is one of our five senses, and or one of the ways we take energy into our body. We're also taking energy into our body and being touched energetically, with visuals, with auditories, smells, someone's emotional energy, just the energetic presence that they bring into a room, their actual emotions, and their words, right? And so everything I say, I'm going to take it back to not just touch, but how we are being touched every day by someone's words, by their presence, by their emotions, by their attitudes. So it is about touch, but touch comes into our brain through thoughts, our own thoughts even. And we didn't even consent to be alive, and yet we're touched with our own DNA, we're touched by the bacteria that live in us, and they're affecting us, they're talking to us through their actions. And on our DNA is proteins that changed our DNA. That's called the epigenetics of life. And we don't get to choose those, and yet they have affected us, but we can affect and change them through our thoughts and our emotions and our actions. And so all of this is in the purview of consent. All right, let's take a breath, because that was a lot of verbiage. And I'm going to try and simplify consent. Now, some of you might want to take out a piece of paper and a pen. I know for me, this really helps. I make a little sort of graph, and it's like a box plot, a 2x2 box plot. And on the top, we write, you and doing. And on the bottom is they and doing. Okay, and then on the left, it's giving, and you could put under that for them. It's like giving a gift for them, right? So it's giving for them. And then on the right, we have receiving, and it's for you. And so when you look at this box plot, you go to the top left, and that in that box plot, it's you doing for them. And so it's, yes, I will do for them. I will serve. It is my, you're doing the doing. So you're doing the touching. And it's for them. Now, if we move over to the right, it's you're doing the doing, but the act is for you. You're doing the receiving. So it's, may I touch you for me? May I take for me? It's a taking. Now, if we go to the bottom left, once again, you are, your, if it's the bottom left, it's the they are doing the doing. And again, it's for them. And so, my friends, it's they are acting for their pleasure. They perhaps are touching you for their pleasure. And you are allowing them to touch you for their pleasure. So it's an allowing. You're giving them the gift of your body. Okay? They are acting for their pleasure, but you are allowing them to do that. Now, if we go to the bottom right, it is, again, they are doing the doing, right? And the receiving, it is for the benefit of you. So will you accept their touch for your benefit? You are receiving their touch. Now, I want to go back over this because it's so important that we understand that when we are in relationship with another human, and again, let's start with the physical. I am giving you my body for my pleasure, or I am giving you my body for my pleasure. Now, when you consent to surgery, you are putting your trust that this surgeon, you are allowing them, you are giving your consent that they are going to hurt your body. They are operating on your body. They are re-traumatizing your body. But ideally, it is all being done in the benefit of for you. Okay? Will you accept that I'm going to touch your body for your pleasure, for your improvement of health? When you go into a physical relationship with someone sexually, are you allowing them to touch your body for your pleasure? Are they touching you with the touches that you like? Are they touching you in the places you like? Are they touching you because they want to bring your body ecstatic pleasure? And if you are giving them your body for your pleasure, prior to getting together, have you made it clear what is okay? You can touch this part of my body and not this one. You can touch this part of my body and not this one. I want you to touch my face right now, but please don't touch anything below my neck. I'm not ready to be invaded in those parts of my body. When you go to the cardiologist, you are agreeing, hopefully with words, that yes, they are going to touch your body on your chest, usually with a stethoscope, to hear your heart. Now, a full cardiology exam also includes, sometimes we put, I was trained to start by putting a hand on someone's chest to feel the heartbeat and feel where the apex of that beat is. If the heart has gotten enlarged, it may shift and the point of maximal impulse on the chest is a different spot. Now, some folks may not want another human hand to touch them on that part of their chest. It is a private part of their chest. It may include touching their breasts, which to them is a very personal part of their body. And so they may actually say, you know, I'm really comfortable if you come with a stethoscope and you listen to my heart, but I'm not comfortable with you putting a hand on my body. Are you okay having a discussion about what you are consenting to? You are allowing them to touch you for your pleasure. Can you have rules about what they can touch and how they can touch? And my friends, it is your body. So you should be safe to have that discussion. I'm allowing you to touch my body, but I'm allowing you to touch my body with touch A and not touch B, with this toy or this tool and not this. I'm allowing you to use a stethoscope, but not a pin. I'm allowing you to use a stethoscope, but not a knife. And we can have that discussion. And ideally, we have these discussions with our words, with our behaviors, with our energy, before we give our body to over to another to be touched. So again, the bottom left is I am allowing my body to be touched. You are doing the doing. I am giving you my body, but it is for my pleasure. And if it is for my benefit and my pleasure, I should be able to dictate the rules of the game. And so that is a critical piece. And my friends, that is such an important part of consent, of informed consent, of I am a full conscious being with choice. I am choosing to be in a relationship where with you, where you are doing the doing, but you're doing the doing for me. And if it's for me, I get to make the rules. So my friends, I invite you to number one, believe you are allowed to receive pleasure and the gifts that others want to bestow upon you. They want to give you the gift of their doing to you, and you are allowed to set guidelines and rules. If you are giving your body over to another for your benefit, 100%, you get to have the rules of the game spelled out in advance. I'm a gynecologist. You might give me consent to operate on your ovaries and your uterus, but I'm not going to operate on your heart because that is not where I'm trained. And you are 100% allowed to say, I don't want you operating on my heart. And if you get into bleeding, please call someone with the knowledge to fix the bleeding if you need to. If you are not an expert at stopping that bleeding, call somebody in. And whether you're in an operating room or an exam room, or you're in your bedroom or in someone else's bedroom or the living room, you get to give guidelines before the touch begins. How will you receive from another? Okay, my friends, let's take our first break. That was a lot to digest. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your witchy doctor, change advocate, and you are on the Inspired Choices Network. We will be right back. Please come back to learn more of The Wheel of Consent by Betty Martin.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. You can find me at drtinaplays.com. And you can please do, and please note that my book is coming out, Your Healing Playground, in February. So keep on the lookout, and I will be having masterclasses as well to support the Your Healing Playground book, where we'll talk about play and pleasure and purpose and safety. And my friends, we are on the Inspired Choices Network today. Listen, that's where you can find all many podcasts, all here to inspire you. And we are talking about the Betty Martin's Wheel of Consent today. And in the last segment, I invited you to make a 2x2 plot, because it really helps understand this concept of consent. And so I'm going to briefly go over that for the people who might not have heard the beginning. On the top of the plot, this little graph, the top is you doing, the bottom is they doing, the left is giving, it's for them, and on the right, it's receiving, it's for you. So I started in the bottom right, where they are doing the doing, they are touching your body, but it is done for you, for your pleasure. Whether it's in the bedroom, in the exam room, in the classroom, in the operating room, right? They are doing something to you and you are receiving it ideally for your pleasure, okay? Now, if they are giving you something or touching you in some way and it's for your pleasure, my friends, 100% you can have rules and guidelines to tell if I am going to receive this. I am receiving a gift from you. You are touching me. You are giving me a gift. I don't want a bomb. I want a rose, right? You are allowed to say, you are a conscious being of choice. If I'm going to accept a gift from you that is for my pleasure, please, my friends, make sure it is something that I want. That is, it's actually going to be a gift for me. I am receiving from you. Now, it may be as simple as a compliment. I am touching you with my words. That is a beautiful shirt you are wearing. Your eyes are beautiful and you receive it. Thank you for your compliment. That was a nice gift that you just gave me. You touched me with your words. May I give you a hug? You are touching them for their pleasure. They are sad and you ask, may I? Will you accept a hug from me? So again, the give and take, and it's, will you accept a hug from me? Will you accept a touch from me? Will you accept a surgery from me for your benefit? Will you accept my teaching you how to do math for you? Will you accept my teaching you how to learn English and how to read? Ideally, it's for you to be educated. So my friends, that is, they are doing something ideally for your benefit. Now, let's go into the top right. I am doing the doing. May I do something for my pleasure? So may I take, may I touch you for my pleasure? It may start with, oh, your eyes are beautiful. You are giving them words for their benefit. You are beautiful. And they accept and receive the compliment. And now you go in, may I touch you for my pleasure? You are so beautiful. I want to touch you. I want to pet you. I want to stroke you because it makes me feel good. Right? May I take from you? Okay. Hold on a minute. I'm getting messed up with my my boxes, okay? That is allowing. That's actually the bottom left. They are doing the doing. And it is for their pleasure. You are allowing, if you say yes, you are allowing them to act for their pleasure. Okay? That, so I switched it a little bit. And again, excuse me. But if they are doing the, if they are doing the doing, and it is for their pleasure, then your body is allowing them to act for their pleasure. Can I touch you for my pleasure? When you're asking another, then the you is allowing them to touch your body for their pleasure. That is allowing. So that's actually, they are still doing the doing. They are doing the doing. And you are saying yes to their doing. If you are saying yes to their doing, to their touching but now it's for their pleasure, not for your pleasure. That is an allowing, okay? And again, if you are allowing your body to be touched for their pleasure, you are 100% entitled to rules and regulations. I am allowing you to touch my body for your pleasure. So once again, you are allowed to touch my eyes, but not my privates. You are allowed to touch my hand as in a handshake, but I'm not comfortable with a hug. During COVID, can I bump elbows with you? I am allowing you to say hello with physical contact. A hug is not okay. An elbow is okay. I don't want a handshake because I don't want your germs. Or, oh, I'm desperate for a handshake. No, I really want a hug. Yes, I'm allowing you to give me a hug. So an allowing is that they are doing the doing, but again, it is for their pleasure, okay? Now, let's go back to what I tried to start with in the top right. They are doing the doing for your, it's the top right. I am doing the doing. May I touch you for my pleasure? May I touch you for my pleasure? I am taking. May I touch you for my pleasure? If I am doing the taking, I must be willing to listen to their rules and regulations. That is true consent. You in the top right, you are doing the doing. I am doing the doing, and I am taking the benefit. It is a taking. It is a taking. I am touching for my benefit. In the bottom right, they are doing the doing, but it is for my pleasure, for my receiving. And that is receiving, not taking. And then if we go to the top left, I am doing the doing, and I'm doing it for their pleasure. I am giving it for them. I am serving another. So when I am the surgeon, I am doing the doing for my patient's benefit. I am serving my patients. If I am at a charity function, or I am giving, I am doing the doing. I am giving my money. I am giving my time. I am giving my service for the benefit of another. I am serving another. So if I am doing the doing for another, I am serving. If I am doing the doing, but it is for my benefit, I am taking. If they are doing the action, but it is for them on my body, I am allowing them to do that action. If they are doing the action, but it is for my pleasure, it is receiving. So we have taking and serving, allowing and receiving. And my friends, it is time once again to process that information. Am I serving? Am I taking? Am I allowing? Am I receiving? And on that note, we will breathe, breathe, breathe. Serve, take, allow, receive. Go get a drink of water and come right back as we do a little bit more about consent. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you are liking this episode, if you are liking this podcast, if you have liked past podcasts, please do me a favor. It would really, really benefit having more of these podcasts. If you could go and share with your friends, go on Spotify and Apple and Google and leave a 5-star review. Tell your friends about this. Share this. I am serving you. I am doing this podcast for my benefit. Yes, it inspires me to learn and share. And I hope it is done with service to help others live their best life. So today we're talking about consent, and we're talking about consent in the realm of touch, but really informed consent and understanding the doing, the giving, the receiving, and who's doing the doing, who's and for whose benefit. And so we're going to go over this just a little bit more, because I'm telling you, it's so simple and yet so complicated. So on the top is you doing the doing. On the bottom is they are doing the doing. On the left is giving for them. And on the right is receiving for you. So on the top left, I am doing the doing, and I'm doing it for them. I am serving. Ideally, I am talking for your benefit, not just to hear myself talk. So I am serving the public. Now, the shadow side of this can be the people who are always living their lives doing for others. They're do-gooders, they're rescuers, they're martyrs. They end up being slaves, always serving another, and they lose their own boundaries. So this, my friends, consent is about boundaries, rules, regulations. And if you're living for others without your own boundaries, that's the shadow side of serving, serving, serving without filling your gas tank. Okay? Ideally, the doing in life is also being in life and being in pleasure and celebrate your life. So if you are serving, serving for others, and draining your well, you will not have the energy to keep serving. And that will drain you, and you will get sick, and it is not good for your health. Service is good, but you got to put the energy in. You can't keep driving your car without putting the gas in the car or charging the battery. So it's good to serve, but don't do it as a martyr. Now, allowing, bottom left, they are doing the doing, and the benefit is for them. You are allowing them to benefit them. You are allowing them. The shadow of that, you are allowing others to do what they want for them. That you can be a victim, you can be a doormat, you're tolerating behavior that's not okay. You could be a passive doormat, a pushover, you are enduring. You might have signed up for the military to serve your country, but you didn't expect them to send you to war to be killed. You are serving, but you expected them to have better negotiation skills and not be willing to think of you as a pawn. You are allowing your body to go to work every day in response because you're doing it for the company. But ideally, you're doing it for the company with the expectation that they are going to pay you an honest day's wage. You are giving your life force. You are allowing yourself to be in this company. In exchange, you're giving your life force. They're giving you money back. If they make you work 24/7 without pay, that's slavery. That is not the same as allowing the exchange of energy. So you get that, right? You don't want to be a victim. You don't want to be a slave. Now, my friends, let's go on the other side to taking. May I take from you because it benefits me. I'm touching you for my benefit. Now, if you abuse that, you do not listen to their limits, their guidelines, you can grope them, you can rape them. That is really war. That is assaulting them. You are touching another human for your benefit. You got to have guidelines and not, you got to make sure their consent is given. Otherwise, it is taking without consent. And that is assaulting another human. Okay, we don't do surgery without another's consent. If they are unconscious, you don't touch their body. It's no longer consensual sexual relations. And if somebody's body is unconscious and they're in the ER, you get someone else's consent, or you have a third party witness that they cannot consent for themselves, and the third party is acting as their consent. And then they are doing the doing, and you are getting the benefit. You are giving gifts, right? The shadow of that is that entitlement, freeloader, privilege, right? They are doing the doing, and you are receiving, and you just keep receiving. You just keep receiving, receiving, and receiving, and giving nothing in return. That, my friends, is an abusive relationship. You are sucking them dry of their energy without giving you in return. So, my friends, this is for the game of touch. That was when it was designed, right? And may I take, may I receive, may I serve you, may I allow my body to be here for your pleasure. But I want you to think also about thoughts, emotions, energy, right? Consent is not just doctor-patient. It's not just two consensual adults in touch. Two consensual adults come together and there's exchanges of energy every day and exchanges of emotions. When I am feeling anger, that is a big energy, a big emotion. I should be able to sit with my emotion and deal with my anger by myself. When you walk in a room and you unload all that anger on everybody else, you folks are making me angry. I can't stand. Maybe it's a parent to a child. You didn't clean up your room. It's a mess. I asked you to clean up your room. I am gonna just bellow and scream at you and make you feel like you are small because you are small. Now, are you really angry because they didn't clean up the room? Or are you angry because your boss yelled at you at work and you are holding this bad, uncomfortable energy in your body? And you're not sitting with it. And you are instead taking out your energy. I have this energy. I am touching you with my energy. Am I really yelling at you for your benefit? Or is it my benefit because I want to unload this uncomfortable energy that I brought home with me from work? And so you yell at your wife and you yell at your kids, or perhaps it's the other way around and you're having a bad day at home and your wife yelled at you, your kids yelled at you, and you go to the office and you're in a bad mood. And so you're just negative. You got this just anger, negativity, and you're bringing your negative state. And everywhere you go, you're unloading the story of what happened at home. Are you unloading it because you truly want and invite in help from another human and you're willing to listen and receive from them? Are you, may I touch you with my energy so that I can receive from you advice on how to be better? Or am I touching you with my energy because I just want to unload it because it's uncomfortable? So my friends, if someone comes in with negative energy, you are allowed to consent. Oh, you're in a bad mood, dude. I'm not the person you can unload on today. I don't have the bandwidth. So may I take out, may I dump my energy on you? And you're allowed to say yes or no. May I dump my emotions on you? Yes or no. So my friends, I want you to think about times that someone has come with their thoughts. May I tell you how to handle this situation? No, thank you. I'm not ready to hear it. So are you accepting in others' thoughts without your consent? You don't want advice from them. Can you have that discussion in advance? Two people come together. May I talk to you about my problem? I need to unload my energy in your presence. And I'm not asking for advice. I'm asking you, may I do the doing? I am unloading, but it is for my benefit. I just need to unload. So may I take your time for my benefit? And then your job, my friends, is just to sit and listen and hold it. And your job is to say, I don't have the bandwidth. I'm not listening to you today. So may I take, means the benefit is for you. Are you taking by unloading your energy on another? Is it for your benefit or theirs? May I receive from you your advice? I'm going to unload, but I'm going to be quiet and listen to your advice. I'm coming to you because I want help. I am asking to receive from you. Now, some people are full of energy. May I come into your presence for my pleasure? May I just sit in your energy so that I can diffuse my energy, right? So And again, if you got positive energy, you get to say yes or no. So my friends, remember, consent is always a two-way street. Saying yes to another might be a no to yourself, and saying no to another may be a yes to yourself. And so sit with, are they coming to you with their bundle of energy, their thoughts, their bundle of thoughts, their bundle of stories, their bundle of, is it positive energy or negative energy? And are you willing to take on their energy? Or are you willing to say, I'm not here to serve you today. I'm keeping my energy to myself. Please keep yours to yourself. I cannot serve you. No, I can allow you to be in my presence, right? So am I serving them by allowing my body to sit with them? Am I taking from you because I'm dumping on you? Am I receiving from you? And I say thank you at the end. So my friends, are you serving? Are you taking? Are you receiving? And are you allowing? And always ask yourself that and slow down to give a response and not a reaction. You do not have to take someone else's energy, someone else's thoughts, someone else's emotions if you don't have the bandwidth. You can have guidelines to protect yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, your energetic state, and your body. And we will take our last break. Please come back. We will finish up. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please come right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And again, please be on the lookout for my book coming out in February, Your Healing Playground, and I will celebrate with some masterclasses about healing and play and purpose. So please stay tuned. Check me out, drtinaplays.com. Now, let's get back to consent. Remember that if you are doing the doing, you can touch with your hands and touch another body. You can touch with your words. You can touch with your emotions and your energy state. And you are doing it. You can do it for your pleasure. If you are touching for your pleasure, you are taking. Now, if you are touching for their pleasure, you are If you are touching for their pleasure, you are giving. If they are touching for their pleasure, they are taking and you are allowing. If they are touching and you are receiving the benefit, you are receiving. Okay? And so when we go through this, I want you to think also about all the things that started perhaps when you were younger, that you allowed in, that you, the teachers were teaching you. Were they teaching you for your benefit or their benefit? Now they got a paycheck and they were taught that they had to teach you a certain curriculum. But my friends, were those stories truths? Are they stories you choose to allow into your body as truths? Or do you want to change them? Many, many years ago, women were told they were inferior and they shouldn't be allowed to vote, that they were too emotional. Until women decided that was not a story they were going to allow to be perpetuated. Various races, the caste system in India, the apartheid in South Africa, slavery in America, people were taught that if you were brown or dark skin, you were less than, you were a different race. Well, my friends, that is a story that is not true. Are you willing to note that you allowed that into your brain and it is not true? That immigrants are less than, even though everyone in this country, other than the Native Americans, immigrated to America. Are they truly less than? Are they truly takers? Or are they here to live the same dream that you want to live? Are we willing to change the story? Are we willing to serve the public and change the true story that there have been takers in this world for many, many years? And there have been people who have allowed them to take. Is it time we stand up to the stories and say, we're allowing X, but not Y? We stood up. Taxation without representation was not okay. We wanted the rule of law. So my friends, can we be curious and stay open to allowing people's thoughts and having conscious discussions? Can we respond and not react? Can we stay curious to thoughts? Can we stay curious to emotions and say, I will have a conversation with you when your energy state is one where we can have a communication, a negotiation. I need my boundaries. You need yours. I want to give you my attention, my energy, my body. But I can have rules to do that. So, my friends, have informed consent. Give responsive answers. Are you serving? Are you taking? Are you giving? Are you receiving? And are you doing it by respecting your boundaries energetically, thoughtfully, emotionally, and physically? Because, my friends, that is how we communicate with each other. Are we respectfully abusing and taking from the earth that gives us its bounty? Are we serving the earth, serving the environment we live in with respect? Are we gifting the earth by giving nutrients back to the earth? By rotating crops and having regenerative farming? Or are we taking, taking, taking? My friends, two victims will drown if there is not informed consent. If you attack another, even if you're trying to save them, the likelihood is you will both drown. Hand them a flotation device and swim in together. Respond not react.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.